You are listening to the Rhino Mentality Podcast with Chris Swenson. Win the inner game with a powerful mindset and superior mental toughness tools.
Welcome to the Rhino Mentality Podcast. I am your host, Chris Swenson. And on today, we'll do another solo cast and a little mini class episode today as well. Now, I want to talk to you about just a simple tool that many of us can use to help overcome some difficulties. When we're facing a hard time or we need to make a comeback, there's a simple aspect that we can use that is absolutely vital that we get. You see, when you're facing a hard time, something bad has happened to you. Why is that? Why does that happen to you? Right? The answer to that question, the answer to the why, is going to determine and set in motion how your mind, your body, and everything going forward from that moment. So to me, when we have a hard time, or whenever something negative has happened to us, the story that we tell ourselves about why, and that's what it is, a story. We get the job of framing however we want this to be. We have that ability. That's the key aspect that I want to talk about today, is that each and every one of us has the ability to frame the situation, or, as politicians tend to do, spin. How are you going to spin this in a way that helps you get through this event? Right? Because the answer to the why, if you spin it or darkness spins it, someone's going to spin it and it's going to determine where you go. So many times when something bad happens to people, and if you live, you're going to go through hard times. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have challenges. That's a part of what life is. It's not the fact that, oh, why does this always happen to me? There must be something wrong with me because I continue to have challenges. You know, you're alive and living and you're a human being. You're going to have challenges. You see, the story you tell yourself, people will come up like, yeah, why does this always happen to me? And the brain just goes, I don't know, because you're stupid. And it'll just tell you something. Your mind will just fill itself with a whole bunch of different things, telling you ideas to just answer the question. It's not really thinking about it, it's just brainstorming. Like, I don't know, maybe you're stupid. Maybe it's because you forgot to tie your shoe the other day. You know what it could be? Is you put the blue sock on when you meant to wear the red socks. Right? Maybe that's what it was. I mean, it'll tell you just about anything. But what's imperative is, which one of these stories do you believe? Because as I said, the answer to the why, whatever that is going to determine what's going to happen next. Our self-leadership abilities, our ability to frame what's going on, to present it in a way that helps us move forward, is imperative. If we got something negative happening to you, dang. And you're going to sit back and give yourself a bad, negative answer. That doesn't give you the momentum to go forward. You continue to defeat yourself. You're not bringing your power or energy. You see, to me, there's a forging process we all go through. The way I look at challenges is the fact that challenges are nothing but the weights of life that we need to continue to go through. So that the more we go through, the more weights we're able to lift, the stronger we become. The way we're more forged. In other words, we're this piece of metal. And when we go through the forging process of being put in the flames and being hammered away at, it's the sharpening. It's the strengthening. It is making us into this beautiful sword when we come out the other end. Now, just the other day, I was working with a young individual in therapy. Here's a young individual who has two children at a young age, coming out of an extremely abusive situation. And we were talking about this. And she said something truly amazing. Something that all of us can learn from a young person. And she had said, you know, the way I've always looked at it is this. Life is like a bow and arrow. And you need to be pulled back before you can spring forward. She said, there's a target that I'm supposed to hit. And before I can hit that target, I have to be pulled back. And sometimes I need to be pulled far enough back before I'm going to be able to spring forward so I can actually hit the target and not miss. Those are pretty profound words. But that's a great way to answer the why question. Why am I going through this? I'm just being pulled back right now. It's all right. It's not going to stay like this. Pretty soon I'm springing forward. I just need to wait. Yeah. So the answer to the why question will determine a great thing going forward. It can be the bow and arrow aspect. Or, hey, it's the forging process. That's okay. All this is doing is making me better. This is making me tougher. I can do this. Right? But that story we tell ourselves is absolutely critical. So, the big thing to remember is you are in charge of spinning the story. Your self-leadership in you needs to decide why this is happening for you, and the answer needs to be something that is powerful, that helps you to empower you to go forward. It can't be something that is so negative that brings you down. How are you going to come back from that? And it's critical. Right after that, what is the impact? What is the why? So if you're going through something hard times right now, or you've faced some challenging times in your life, why don't you take a look at the why and try to find that empowering story that's there? Because the truth is, you're the author of your life. You get to decide that. Give it a try today. You know, there's a lot of information out there today on mental toughness and self-mastery. In fact, you could spend almost a lifetime trying to read, study, to be able to learn everything there is and implement it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if there was somebody that would be able to already have done all that homework for you, has done all the reading, has done all the school of hard knocks with it, and has developed just a simple step process that you could just plug into and do and then improve your mental toughness and mental self-mastery? Wouldn't that be great? Well, I have that for you. In fact, I'm willing to give it away free as an outline, just a simple outline for you to know that you can begin to plug in. And what it is it becomes the 5 proven steps to improve mental toughness and self-mastery. These are the 5 proven steps that I have used with countless others over the years to improve their mental toughness and self-mastery. So all you need to do is go head over to rhinomentality.com, click on the 5 steps, put your name and email in there, and the 5 steps guide will be delivered automatically to your email directly. In addition, with that 5 steps outline, you also get some training tips and tools that you can use to start implementing immediately to get yourself on your improvement regimen. So, without further ado, head over to rhinomentality.com and click on the 5 steps and get your free 5 steps guide today.